real or not real? I asked an employee that, I mean a coworker that, and she said, probably not real. She didn't even know what I was talking about. I said, you got that right. It's 99% chance, not real. And the reason it's not real is because most people are not born again. Only people that are real are the saved people. And these narcissistic Jezebels are just running on a program. Narcissistic, psychopathic Jezebels are running on a program, and the program is self-worship. Me, 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 the queen me, queen bee me syndrome. And so these programs of the me are the matrix. And you know it is because Agent Smith said, it's me. He put his hand in the guy's chest and the guy said, it's me too. So just copies, the queen bee me is just a copy of the selfishness that is called the matrix. It's called a win-lose mindset. And the win-lose mindset is not love, right? The win-lose mindset is not love, it's hate. It's get over on somebody before they get over on you. That's just sick. They've been trained that way by their mama or their sister or their brother or somebody, their daddy or somebody. And think about this, Jezebel never works alone. She's got to have an Ahab in her life somewhere, or she's got to have flying monkeys. Think about it. So Jezebel has to find her an Ahab and demasculate an Ahab so she can run rapid toward all her evil goals, you know, steal, kill, and destroy. She is a murderer in her heart. Jezebel is a murderer. Jezebel's a liar. Jezebel's a deceiver. Jezebel's greedy. Jezebel's wicked. Jezebel is vile. And she's out to steal, kill, and destroy. And she hates you. And she's an enemy of your spirit, your soul, your body, your will, your emotion, your intellect. And if she can get in the door with some kind of fake romantic thing, or if she can do some kind of blackmail, they're always looking for something. They're always looking for something to get in. So you think you have all these unsaved, uncircumcised Philistines trying to get into your world because they think you're fake. They can't believe you're just treating everybody in agape love. They don't understand that. They think it's fake. And then when they try to steal, kill, and destroy, and you just walk away, you don't even mention their name. You might have a few people you talk to, but they don't know the person. You just walk away and you let God spank them. Because if you try to take revenge or spank somebody or hurt somebody or whatever, God won't do it. But if you just walk away, and God showed it to you early on, actually on day one, God revealed the truth on day one. And so you just let it play out. And they always overstep their boundaries. They always reveal what they are because of their pride. They destroy themselves because of pride. You can actually unfold every single one of them. The thief, the Jezebel, the drunkard, they always unfold their insanity. But then they're going to turn around and say, don't you love me? Who's that sound like? Samson and Delilah. Don't you love me? I'm trying to kill you. I'm trying to find out your strength. I'm trying to destroy you. But don't you love me? Tell me your secrets. Well, the secret is you must be born again. Delilah. Delilah. La la la. La la land. Fake reality. La la land. You're so full of shite, it ain't even funny. Real or not real? Not real. They're not even a real person. When you realize that Delilah and Jezebel and the psychopath and narcissist and the scorner and the thief, that are, they're not even real people. deep down, the reason they're doing evil is because they got all these insecurities and fears and doubts and worries. They're doing evil to say, I'm not afraid. And they might not be afraid of the judgment of God. And if they're not afraid of the judgment of God, then they're not afraid of anything. But the sad part is, they're missing out on wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And so that's why they destroy themselves, because they have no wisdom. They might have a lot of knowledge, but they don't have any wisdom how to function. And so those who fear God and who have the wisdom of God and trust His Word, they escape. And they learn from their mistakes. But these people, they never learn. And they keep repeating and going around the mountain every target they hit. They go round the mountain, round the mountain, round the mountain. And the only really the ones that they can target are the drunks or the drug heads, because those people are out of their mind. And when they try to target a real one, an elect saint, born again, spirit filled, they try to target somebody who's real. So, real or not real, only the saved are real. Everything else is not real. So this game, this Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner game, just keeps on playing. And you just, as a saved person, you just say, I'm done. You step out of the game. You call them out on it, try to get them convicted of sin and get them to get saved. But they just keep, they can't even be convicted. Every time you call them out something, well, you did it, or you did it, or you, they, even if it's so clear, black and white, so clear, right there on the paper, right there proven, they still have to project it out onto somebody else, because they can't handle the fact that they're not a god or a goddess.